Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Office, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today. Thanks for being here.
I hope you are.
I am. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk with you, and I know we're going to get everybody's attention right from the get-go here because our topic today, ice cream.
One of my favorite things.
Couldn't be a better topic here in July. Let's learn some things about ice cream today, Carmen. First of all, let's talk a little bit, if you can, about the about ice cream sales and trends, how it works.
Actually, in the United States, there were 153 billion gallons of ice cream and frozen desserts produced in 2011. And those are the latest statistics that we have from the USDA National Agricultural Statistical Service. And so when you divide that up, that actually equals about 5 gallons per person that Americans eat, and I'm probably guilty.
I started to say, I'm pretty sure I got someone else's ice cream because I'm over the limit.
And I think it's really interesting when you think about ice cream as an industry. It generated around $10 billion in sales, and the majority of those were take-home ice cream sales. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the manufacturers of ice creams and frozen desserts have been in business for more than 50 years, and a lot of those are family-owned businesses.
Wow.
Which may be a little bit different than some other types of industries.
Sure.
When we think about ice cream, as you mentioned, July is a perfect time. It's actually ice cream month. Oh. Ronald Reagan introduced or designated July as National Ice Cream Month in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
So he must have been an ice cream fan as well.
I would guess, yeah.
But it is exciting to think about different ways that we can use ice cream. And which flavor do you think would be the most popular?
My guess, Carmen, would be vanilla.
You are exactly right. Uh-huh. And not only is vanilla popular just as plain vanilla, but when you look at the different flavors of ice cream, there are many that they actually take vanilla ice cream and add other ingredients to.
Uh-huh. So vanilla's the base for many then.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So that's the most popular. The next in the list, though, are chocolate, cookies and cream, strawberry, and chocolate chip mint. And I'll have to say I like all those as well.
Yeah, I have to say my favorite is strawberry of all.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, love strawberry.
When we think about ice cream, the flavor possibilities are really unlimited. Mm. And typically in the summertime is when we sell more ice cream. But when you think of different times of the year, often there are particular flavors of ice cream that come out for a particular season.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite ice creams is peppermint.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's something that you typically only find around the holidays. Well, this past year, they didn't have any peppermint ice cream at Christmas time, but I have found some since then, so I have had to stock up on a few containers of that just because it's one of my favorites.
I have noticed that they've been spotlighting specific types at specific times of the season. And that's a pretty smart move. I mean, to get people who maybe in general don't think about ice cream, but think, that'd be pretty nice for Halloween or for 4th of July or whatever it might be.
And there's also a process called co-branding where they take a particular maybe candy bar. I know one thing that they've done here lately have been Girl Scout cookie flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll take an item that we're familiar with and then make an ice cream flavor out of that. So if you like a particular candy bar, then you can get the ice cream flavor, and that's even better.
Like Reese's Cups or,
mm-hmm.
or Oreo ice cream. Yes. Yeah,
perfect.
Love it. Let's talk a little bit, too, about what we see on the labels of ice cream boxes and containers.
And that actually can be a little bit confusing. There's lots of different ice creams out there, and they actually are trying to produce a variety of different types to meet different lifestyle needs. Some of the ice creams are a little bit healthier than others. Mm-hmm. We might find some that are reduced fat or fat-free or low fat. And what does all that really mean? So if we have just a regular container of ice cream, it's going to contain at least 10% milk fat.
Okay.
So that's just regular ice cream. If you want a reduced fat ice cream, that's going to contain at least 25% less total fat than the regular product.
All right.
So that might be a healthier choice, or would be a healthier choice.
Right.
Typically at my house, we get a lot of light ice cream, and that contains at least 50% less total fat or 33% fewer calories than the regular ice cream of that particular flavor.
Okay.
And then we have low-fat ice cream, which is going to contain a maximum of 3 grams of total fat per serving.
Okay.
And then, of course, the non-fat ice cream isn't going to really contain a measurable amount of fat.
Have you, Carmen, noticed much difference in the taste? You say you get a lot of light ice cream. Is that is the taste noticeably different from that and just regular ice cream?
Well, I don't eat enough regular ice cream to probably really notice that much difference.
Probably a good idea.
I think a lot of it depends on the different brands and the different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
We have not had any complaints at my house having the light ice cream. Probably the key, though, with any type of frozen treat is quantity.
Right.
And this is something that sometimes even people who are getting one of the quoted healthier versions get into trouble. Just because the ice cream is low carb or sugar free, that doesn't give us permission to eat the whole container of the ice cream. A serving of ice cream is about a half a cup.
Really? Okay.
So the gigantic cereal bowl that often people will use for their frozen treats is probably a little large. It's a great idea if you can come up with some sort of a small bowl that you refer to as your ice cream bowl if you're an ice cream lover and have it more than just on an occasional basis. The smaller it is, the less it's going to fit in there.
Right.
And it makes you feel like you're getting more if your bowl is full rather than putting that one little half cup scoop in that gigantic bowl.
Well, now it did till you told the secret.
Another idea might be to actually use a small ice cream cone to limit the quantity.
Yes.
We're not saying not to eat ice cream, but we need to think about those serving sizes because often we're maybe getting more scoops than what we actually would need.
I do know when the girls were young around our house, they did love to put it on the cones, and probably did get less ice cream that way, but they enjoyed doing it. It was a fun thing.
It is fun and a little bit more portable and one less bowl to wash.
That's very true. Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's with the Cooperative Extension Service in the Surrey County office, and we're talking about a delicious topic today. It's ice cream, and July being ice cream month. Here's something that I think maybe we don't think about enough, and I know it's happened to me before, and where the ice cream gets freezer burned or gets bad in the freezer. Maybe I'm not storing it properly. That's a big thing with ice cream too, isn't it? Storage.
It is. We want it to taste delicious when we eat it. We don't want it to taste freezer burned.
Right.
And so when we think about our storage of ice cream, there are some hints that we can pay attention to at the grocery store as well as at home.
Okay.
So when you're shopping for ice cream, you want to make that be the last aisle that you would go down.
Sure.
And a lot of grocery stores are arranged that way. Typically, when we go in the store, we start on the right-hand side and work our way around. And most of the time, ice cream is kind of on that far left end of the grocery store. So
right.
Stop there at the very end. And pay attention. Check the temperature of your grocery freezer cases. If they don't feel very cold and you pick that ice cream up and it's really soft, probably you're going to want to put that back and dig around towards the back and find a container that's a little bit more firm. When you're purchasing your ice cream, make sure that you have either an insulated bag or a cooler, something to put it in other than just the plastic bag that the grocery store may hand you, in order to keep that ice cream cold all the way home. As hot as it's been lately, the ice cream's going to melt pretty quickly, so you need to make sure that you're going straight home. And if you have if you don't have anything else, even have them putting it in a couple of the brown paper bags,
which
aren't as common, but most of the time are still available. That might keep the ice cream a little bit more frozen.
Just anything that's a little more insulated.
Exactly.
How do we handle it when we get home then?
Once we get home, we don't want that ice cream to repeatedly soften and refreeze. And I know a lot of times we get in a hurry and the ice cream might be so solid when you get it out of the freezer that you're tempted to stick it in the microwave for a few seconds. And we just need to be aware the more often that we heat it and freeze it back, the more likely that there's going to be ice crystals that build up in that and eventually are going to be not quite as good as what that initial ice cream was.
Right.
We need to keep our freezers plenty cold, typically set between -5 and 0.
Mm-hmm.
Often the freezer in our refrigerator might not be the best place to store it if you have a separate freezer.
Sure.
It's going to be a little bit colder. And not storing the ice cream in the door. Typically the door is not as cold as the back part of the freezer.
I did not know that. Okay.
Make sure that we keep the lid on it tightly. You might even put it in a plastic container or a plastic bag, especially if you have any foods in your freezer that might affect the flavor of that ice cream. We want to make sure that we keep all of our freezer foods covered and sealed up tightly so that none of those flavors will penetrate the ice cream flavor.
And if you have a real ice cream lover in your house, it might be a good idea to put a padlock on the freezer.
Make that freezer not be quite so convenient.
Absolutely.
Lock the door so you're not tempted to stick your hand in there.
Let's wrap up today with something really cool. A new favorite ice cream recipe. What is it?
Yes, we've actually been doing several 4-H programs at Cooperative Extension this summer, and one of our most popular treats that we've done with the kids is a no-fry fried ice cream. Often when I go to a Mexican restaurant, I have to save a little bit of room for dessert because mm-hmm. I really do like fried ice cream.
Yes.
But this is a recipe that tastes very similar that you can make yourself at home and is so easy. All that you're going to do is take some cornflake crumbs,
mm-hmm.
typically about 1/4 cup per half a cup of ice cream or a cup of ice cream, however large you want to make your ball mm-hmm. of ice cream be. And you crush the cornflake crumbs a little bit, mix in just a little bit of honey and a pinch of cinnamon in a Ziploc bag and blend that all together.
Mm.
And then scoop out a ball of ice cream. And if your ice cream's a little bit soft, you might want to go ahead and scoop your balls of ice cream out and put them on a cookie sheet and let them freeze to be more solid. Once they're frozen, you just drop the ice cream ball down in that bag of cornflake, honey, and cinnamon mixture and pat that, making a coating of the crunchy crumbs around on your ice cream.
Oh, my, that sounds delicious.
It is delicious. And another benefit, you are a little bit more portion controlled with that. Mm-hmm. It is amazing how satisfying that one little ball of ice cream can be, whereas I might be more tempted to scoop out more than one scoop mm-hmm. of ice cream if I was just going to eat it by itself.
And it's a great way to eat ice cream for breakfast because you got the cornflakes.
Because you get your cereal. That is perfect. I hadn't thought of that.
Carmen Long, thank you so very much for sharing all this information with us today. I really appreciate it. I know what I'm going to do after work today is get some ice cream. There's no
Good
question
for you.
About it.
Celebrate Ice Cream Month this July.
Absolutely. Carmen, your number, if folks have questions, they can call you at your office.
Our number is 401-8025.
Carmen Long with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surry County. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surry, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.